This is an important announcement, especially for those who have $8,000 laying around gathering dust. Super Bowl tickets are now available. The information came to me in an email forwarded by a friend of a friend of a friend that contained a quick acknowledgement that, boy, the $8,000 price tag is sure high, but what an opportunity. So now seems as good a time as ever to review what's known in Illinois as the Ticket Sale and Resale Act, formerly called the Ticket Scalping Act. Here's some key introductory language from the Illinois statute. Sale of tickets at more than face value, prohibited. Now, sure, the very next word is exceptions, and there are some exceptions, including a ticket broker exception, likely the one that makes the email I received legal, and others. I'd certainly contact my favorite attorney before acting or not acting. But while the exceptions may not be especially clear, the purpose of the statute is. It is unlawful for any person to sell tickets for baseball games, football games, hockey games, theater entertainments, or any other amusement for a price more than the price printed upon the face of said ticket. Reasonable service charges are okay. This Ticket Sale and Resale Act is all part of the criminal code. It's a Class A misdemeanor to resell tickets if you don't fall under one of the exceptions, and violators face a $5,000 fine and restitution costs. Plus, there's another nifty section giving purchasers who've been wronged the right to sue sellers in civil court for $100 per ticket. And while you might think that all this is a recent phenomenon, way back in 1896, a report from the Interstate Commerce Commission urged legislatures across the country to take action against persons they called scalpers, those who sold tickets for more than face value, and put a stop to an injury scarcely possible to measure. As early as 1894, an Illinois court had linked such practices with social evils in the state. Much of the reason for the law is explained by a court in a decision from 1918. Ticket brokers had been working with box offices, buying the best tickets at face value, selling them for more on the street, and splitting the proceeds with the box office in a sort of early bait-and-switch tactic. Whether the injury is measurable or not, whether it's a social evil or not, an Illinois appellate court found legislation prohibiting it constitutional in 1991 and upheld a fellow's conviction for trying to sell his New Kids on the Block tickets for more than the original price. And so it goes. Tickets always seem to be available, as last week's email shows. Oh, and that $8,000 price tag? That's for one ticket only. And the tickets must be purchased in pairs. I'm Amy.